It's very, very important, Joe. Very crucial, actually. Although the ruling party has won the presidency, they still need to retain the majority of the governorship races. The governors are equally powerful as the president in their own states, and they provide the strength, the influence that the ruling party needs to continue to govern. But a lot of them are hoping to ride on the coattails of President Jonathan's victory, but it's looking increasingly very difficult as the opposition is putting on a stiff fight for the different governorship races and government houses in 36 states of Nigeria.
Chinedu, how much of a chance does the opposition have in gaining ground in the governor races compared to, you know, what they did during the presidential race?
Do they have a pretty good chance to wrest some of the states? For instance, the ruling party has written off Lagos because it appears it's impossible for the ruling party to get Lagos out of the opposition Action Congress's grasp. In states like Imo State, the PDP is having a tough fight retaining the government house. In other opposition strongholds in the southwest, it appears the PDP will also lose ground. So they are scrambling. They are hoping that the magic touch of President Jonathan will help. But it's looking likely that they will lose some seats, just like they did during the Senate races.
How much does President Jonathan need the support of the governors to govern effectively himself?
Oh, he needs their support. Because although he might be president, most of the policies are implemented by the governors. And the PDP itself has a policy with which it told the people what to expect. And Jonathan needs the governors. If the PDP is in the minority in the governorship races, then the president is in trouble. He will need all the support to carry his policies forward and is depending on the majority of the governors to win on Tuesday and help him accomplish a lot of the policies he has put in place.
Do election officials say they're ready for the gubernatorial races?
The election officials say they're ready, and everyone is ready, but unlike previously when everyone thought that everything would work out smoothly, there are apprehensions, at least in the southeast, that this one just might be a little bit violent. Already, security has been beefed up. The opposition is complaining of intimidation by a lot of the sitting governors. Some of their supporters and some of their officials have been arrested and are in jail. They've not been charged and have not been given access to lawyers. So people think this will worsen at least until next Tuesday when the elections properly will hold. But everyone is a little bit apprehensive, but everyone also hopes that reason will prevail and that it will be violent-free.